Welcome to this presentation on government grants. Please take note that this relates to grants in terms of international financial reporting standards and not generally recognized accounting practice. This presentation is just for explanatory purposes on certain principles and does not cover the entire syllabus on government grants. You therefore need to work through the study guide and prescribed textbook. Government can give grants to entities to financially support them in the performance of certain tasks or projects. There are many reasons why government issue grants to these entities. The first important step is to determine whether the grant received by the reporting entity is an asset-based grant, an income-based grant, or a grant related to loans. During this session, we will only be focusing on asset-based and income-based grants. An asset-based grant is a grant received to acquire, construct, or purchase a non-current asset. An example is a grant to buy equipment that is included in your property, plant, and equipment line item. In other words, a non-current asset. All government grants that are not asset-based are income-based grants. For each type, there are two ways in which it can be presented in the financial statements. For asset-based grants, firstly, you can recognize the full grant received as deferred income in the statement of financial position and then release it to profit or loss over the useful life of the relating asset. Take note that the amount in the statement of profit or loss is the portion of the deferred income that is released. Secondly, you can deduct the grant received from the carrying amount of the related asset. Take note that the amount in the statement of profit or loss will be represented by the reduced depreciation amount. For income-based grants, firstly, you present the full grant received as a credit in a statement of profit or loss if the grant is for a period less or equal to 1 year. If the grant relates to a period longer than 1 year, the grant needs to be deferred in the statement of financial position and recognized in profit or loss over the relevant period. Secondly, you can deduct the grant received from the related expense. Please take note that for exam writing purposes, you need to know and understand the different ways in which the grant can be accounted for. When writing the exam, you need to read the relevant company's accounting policy to determine which of the two ways are being used for the accounting of income and asset-based grants in that specific company. Please ensure that you work through the examples in the study guide in order to understand the various methods properly. When a grant or a portion of a grant needs to be repaid, you need to treat it in the same way as you would treat a change in estimate. In other words, you need to account for the full prior year adjustment in the current year. Example. Read through the information given for this example and assume this is an asset-based grant and that the accounting policy of the entity on asset-based grants states that they recognize the full grant in the statement of the financial position and release it to profit or loss over the useful life of the asset. Or in other words, present the asset-based grant as deferred income that is recognized in profit or loss on a systematic basis over the useful life of the asset, as other income in the statement of profit or loss and other comprehensive income. When a transaction occurs over more than one financial year, draw yourself a timeline like this to ensure you work with the correct periods and number of months. Now for the solution. 400,000 was recognized annually for the years ending 2010 and 2011, thus 800,000 in total. The 400,000 is calculated as follows. 2 million, which is the grant received, divided by 60 months, multiplied by 12. Now for the current year before the repayment. You should use the same calculation as in the previous step, but only for 2 months, namely August and September, as the repayment took place on 1 October. This is now your total for the current year up to the point of the repayment, based on the total grant originally received. Now you need to determine the total of what should have been recognized if the repayment took place on day 1 when the grant was received. The difference between this total and the actual total recognized will be your adjustment amount. So, if the repayment occurred on day 1, your grant would have been 1.5 million. That is 2 million rand received, less the 500,000 rand repayment. You need to apply the same calculation as in the previous step, just using the 1.5 million rand. The difference in this new total, the 650,000 rand, and the 866,667 rand previously calculated, will give you your adjustment amount. For this example, it is 216,667 rand. Now you need to do the calculation for the remaining 10 months of the current financial year based on the new grant amount, the 1.5 million rand. The total amount to be recognized in the statement of profit or loss for the current year in this example is therefore the 66,667 rand, the amount for the first 2 months of the year. You then deducted the over-accounted or adjustment amount up to the point of the repayment, which is 216,667 rand. This is now for the first 2 years, as well as the first 2 months of the current year. Then lastly, you add the amount to be recognized for the remaining 10 months of the current year based on your new grant amount, which is the 2 million received, less the 500,000 repayment. You can read the next two slides in your own time. Should you have any further queries on this or any other study unit of FAC 3703, you can contact any of your lecturers on this email address and telephone number. Study hard and all of the best of the module.